This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When the housing market in the U.S. exploded, the fallout rained particularly hard on a handful of U.S. cities. I'm thinking Las Vegas, Phoenix, Atlanta. Yet over the last year, home prices across the country continued to edge up, leading to some optimism that even hard-hit cities were recovering. But when Marketplace's Noelle King traveled to the suburbs of Atlanta recently, she found a tale of two recoveries.
Give it another 44. We're going to give it another 44 and a 4 and a 4. All in a month. Give it another 43, 890. We're going to give it another 4. Where anybody else wish to bid to buy?
On the first Tuesday of every month, on the steps of the Fulton County Courthouse in downtown Atlanta, banks auction off foreclosed properties. Last month, there were a few dozen people bidding. Most of them were real estate investors. Benno Rothschild, a lawyer and sometime auction caller, says this is a relatively small crowd.
If you came out here in the midwinter in 2011, the whole steps would be covered. They had to have police out here to keep people, you know, off because they crowded, you know, you couldn't get through the sidewalks. It was so crazy.
To Rothschild, this is evidence that Atlanta is on its way back. Fewer people here means fewer properties for auction, means there have been fewer foreclosures. Jason Neisler was also at the courthouse bidding on potential rental properties. He agreed Atlanta's housing market is on the mend.
It's coming back strongly. I mean, it's huge. I used to buy houses down here for $15,000, $20,000. Those same houses would probably be going to $30,000 to $40,000 or more right now. So it's more than doubled.
Dan Immergluck had trouble believing the narrative that Greater Atlanta is recovering, at least in its entirety. Immergluck is a professor of city and regional planning at Georgia Tech. He studies housing markets. He'd heard a lot about recovery, but what he saw in parts of Atlanta was different.
This crisis has left a lot of these neighborhoods scarred, really pockmarked in some places, other places, big swaths of housing that are still vacant.
So he looked at 137 zip codes that make up the sprawling Atlanta metro region. He examined home price estimates on Zillow from 2001 to 2014 and found a very uneven recovery even among neighborhoods that have the same types of housing stock.
These were and still are solidly middle-class neighborhoods.
So what was the primary difference between neighborhoods where housing prices had fully recovered to where they were at the market's peak and those where homes were still only worth about half of what they were before the recession? It was the racial composition of the neighborhood.
The ones that are predominantly white have done quite well and have recovered fully.
Zip codes witnessing only a partial recovery tend to be majority African American and or Hispanic. The housing crash had a racial component. Minorities were more likely than whites to have received subprime loans and more likely to have lost their houses. Immergluck says it appears that recovery has a racial component, too. In Atlanta, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.